Let us offer our consecration to the Lord.
Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask as we enter the final week before Pentecost that you prepare us, that you fill us with your Spirit, that you guide us in our novena to the Holy Spirit, and you lead us to live a holy life filled with your Spirit in service to you and to all our neighbors. And we are asking this through Christ our Lord. So anyway, as I speak to you today, we had a confirmation yesterday celebrated by Father Jonathan Gaspar, who was the Episcopal Vicar for the Central Region, which is where we're located here in the Archdiocese of Boston. And this was the students of the Brazilian community who celebrate what is called in Portuguese Crisma, coming from the word chrism that we use for the oil that someone is anointed with at confirmation. They're also known as chrismata, which is when someone receives that anointing. But they are now a full adult Catholics in the Catholic Church, and we congratulate them on their receiving the sacrament and welcome into the full initiation of the Catholic Church. Which is kind of interesting because our reading today talks about this. And, you know, for a lot of Catholics, this is a very important reading. This is the 19th chapter of Acts. And now Paul is arriving in Corinth, and he then goes down to Ephesus, and he's speaking to the people about the Holy Spirit. Now, obviously, the focus on receiving the Holy Spirit is because in less than a week, we're going to be celebrating Pentecost, and always keeping in mind the words of St. John Chrysostom, that the same Holy Spirit that came upon the apostles came upon you. And you will see in the early days of the church, first 300 years, many of the people who received what we would call the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which now we call confirmation, when they received the Holy Spirit, is a better way to put that, upon them, which again is what we receive in confirmation, they spoke in tongues and they began to prophesy. Now, what is prophecy? It's not looking at a crystal ball and telling people what's going to happen to them tomorrow. Prophecy is speaking the words of the Lord to others. And it has to, if someone speaks something in a prophecy, it cannot contradict Scripture. But it's usually words to call people to repentance, just as the old prophets used to do in the Old Testament, call people to holiness, to encourage people, all different ways. And it's mostly now associated in the Catholic Church with the charismatic renewal, in the non-Catholic Church with what is known as Pentecostalism, but it is not strictly confined to those realities. And so this is what we're looking at in today's first reading. Now, as we look at this reading, we're seeing a list of two different kinds of baptisms, and we'll talk about that. And then we're seeing also what is known as speaking in tongues. So let's talk about what's going on here. In the early church, this was very common, and it was common for people to be baptized and then to be prayed over to receive the Holy Spirit, and they would often speak in tongues, and they would prophesy. What does it mean to prophesy? It means to speak in the name of the Lord. It does not mean to be looking at a crystal ball and figure out what's coming out tomorrow for your Uncle Jim. It's not that at all. It is literally, it's speaking as the Lord calls people to speak. All different forms of it. And many people, especially in the United States, are very uncomfortable with all of this. And I was explained that would make sense if you think about it. And why would it make sense? Well, let me explain something. If you notice something of our culture is related into control. If you really look, our culture is very much into control. Even if you go back to your house and you look at all the things that you can control from the remote location, you can control your heat. You can even in some cases, many cases now, control your heat from from Moscow, if you happen to find any reason to go to Moscow. But you see what I'm saying? You can control everything in your house. You control your lights, you control your heat, you control what channel you're watching, you control everything. But that is part of our culture. So when you explain to people that they can receive something called the Holy Spirit, which they understand through their early catechism, but they don't understand well, and then with this Holy Spirit, they can speak languages that they do not understand. In fact, no one understands. It's like watching Casper the Friendly Ghost. It really is. They just like, get me away from this right away, because they don't understand it. And in a culture where everything is rooted in control, you can see how that would be scary to a lot of people. And that's one of the reasons why the charismatic renewal is not very strong in the United States, because people are very much afraid of it. But it is rooted in scripture. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
Hey, don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, and you can let other people know where to find this program. Especially today, I'm talking a little bit about the charismatic renewal, and a lot of people don't understand it. So, you can check out our website. You can, you know, let other people know where to hear our program. You can listen to the program there. You can find some of the podcast platforms that we use, and you can check those out. And it's not a exhaustive list, but you can see most of them. And you can also contact us. You can donate to us if you'd like. I've been saying that if you'd like to donate $5 a month, that is literally the amount of the cost for one cup of something that fancy stores do not call coffee, but the rest of the world does. If you think about it, you've been to one of those places. So you can check that out. Anyway, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we're talking about this passage in 19 Acts, where what you see is people are speaking in tongues and they're prophesying. And again, for the American world, that is very scary. It just turns people away. Although there are those who are part of the charismatic renewal, myself included, who are familiar with this and know this. Now, if you've ever been to a group where they start preaching a form of prophecy, and what they'll basically do is they'll be there in prayer, and then they'll start speaking words of prophecy, which is like they're speaking for the Lord. You have to realize that if it is contradictory to Scripture, then it's false prophecy and it should be ignored. But if it can be connected to Scripture, it's not false prophecy, and you can know that the Lord is never going to contradict himself. But usually it's a form of encouragement, especially when people are going through difficult times. And today's times are very difficult, especially for those in the church, because you see this growing hostility towards the church. So when I have heard people speak in prophecy, mostly other priests, it's mostly words of staying faithful and being aware that the Lord is with us. One of the most important pieces that really is important for people to know, and I think it really is, and this is part of our Catholic teaching. And by the way, for those of you who aren't Catholic and are listening to this, it's also part of your teaching as well. And that is, we are here at this time by God's will. So we're going through a very difficult time in our world today. And one of the reasons is because people have turned away from the Lord. And you're seeing this more happening on a national phase. And when they turn away from the Lord, I've come to realize what is happening is they've changed their way of direction. You see, John Adams, who, by the way, not only was not Catholic, but he was part of the Constitution for Massachusetts, which declared that the official religion of Massachusetts, and the United States doesn't have one, is Protestantism. For all of us Catholics out there, it's interesting. It's actually in the Constitution. So it's important to understand that the state of Massachusetts, Commonwealth of Massachusetts, has a official religion. It's Protestantism. But for those of us Catholics or non-Catholic Christians who are living today, we find that everything is very, very difficult. John Adams said that the Constitution, the United States Constitution, was made for religious people. And the reason is because what is it that the Lord calls us to do? In all things, charity. That came from St. Augustine, in all things charity. What the Lord said that St. Augustine interpreted as in all things charity is do unto others as we would have others do unto you, the golden rule, and love one another as I have loved you, and love God and love neighbor. So we understand all those teachings. Well, that's charity. What happens when we turn away from the Lord and we decide to follow a different direction? Then it becomes the ends justify the means. And if you look in our political world, the places where people are rejecting religion and rejecting Christ, what direction are they taking? The ends justify the means. And if you want to get back to where the country was in earlier days, we have to get back to charity and love one another as I have loved you. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation through the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.